Good morning. You guys look good. I had a Wrangler breakfast this morning. So if, as I'm speaking right now, I just kind of curl into a fetal position, like this right here in the middle, you'll know it's just hash browns, bacon, and eggs sitting right here. And don't forget the toast, right? I got it. Yesterday, we had Jacob and Esau. You guys manipulated that. We had a good time. And the big walkout of yesterday was that God will meet us wherever and whoever we are. Wherever you are and whoever you are, no matter what, got to ring the bell and bring up hard stuff, and he will meet you. Today is actually more dangerous than brother to brother, I'm going to get you, sucker. So let me just set the stage, and then we'll talk about it a little bit, and then I'll kick you all out to small groups. Listen to this. Then a new king came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites, pause. Who are the Israelites? They're Jacob's people, God's chosen people. But Israelites means? Wrestles, struggles with God. Good. The Israelites, the people who struggle with God, in a good way, his people. The Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal with them, or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, they will join our enemies. They will fight against us, and they will rule our country. Okay, so we went from brother to brother, I got the power, to today, war on the mountain. And so here is the starting point for you guys to read now. We hear God show up in the book of Exodus, and he's talking to a guy named Mo. And he says, Mo, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites. So I gave you context, but now you hear God saying, I heard them too, whom the Egyptians are enslaving. And I have remembered my covenant. Okay, so there's a couple things happening here. Number one, God remembers the promises that he makes. That's what covenant means, promise. And he says this, I got a plan. I got a plan. Okay, and so I was trying to think about what's an awesome way to tell you guys about the scenario for the morning. I thought I'd make a rap. So let me tell you the words of my rap before I rap them, so that way you can catch the flow. You ready? Here's the flow. Mo is a little bro and big bro. Wait, I was going to say it first, then I'm going to rap it. Mo is a little bro, and big bro is Pharaoh, and little Mo bro says, let my people go, and big bro Pharaoh says, negative Ghost Rider. Okay, that's the rap. You ready? Here is the flow. Mo is a little bro. Big bro's a Pharaoh. And little Mo bro says, what? Let my people go. But big bro Pharaoh says, negative Ghost Rider. That was the rap that I made. See, little bro Mo was adopted into the Egyptian royal household. He was adopted into an Egyptian royal household. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later tonight. But his ancestors, not his adopted family, but his ancestors, is the nation of slaves. That's the backstory. He's adopted into the royal household, but his ancestors are the nation of slaves. And the nation of slaves has built the Egyptian empire for hundreds of years. Moses' ancestors have had the whip cracked over them. And they have been building the Egyptian empire for centuries. So when little bro Mo says to big bro Pharaoh, let my people go, of course it's going to be a negative Ghost Rider. Of course it is. Because little bro Mo is telling big bro Pharaoh to free 1 million slaves. Why would Pharaoh say negative Ghost Rider? Talk about this amongst yourselves. Here we go. Why would Pharaoh be so stubborn? Because his authority was challenged? because he really needed his slaves. He wouldn't let anyone tell him what to do, or because God was hardening his heart. Talk amongst it, and I'll talk to you. Okay, we're going to do the digital response. The digital response with your fingers. The digital response. His authority was challenged. He needed his slaves. He wouldn't let anyone tell him what to do, and God hardened his heart. Good. Lots of fours. Got some twos in there. Threes floating. Good. Over on this side. Ten. Good. That's weird. Okay. Two, four. Double tens. All right. Four. 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 Yeah. Interesting. I'm jumping ahead. Ready? Throughout the rest of the book of Exodus, God's promise of freeing his people from slavery came true. Okay, so Big Bro kept saying no, but ultimately God's plans came true. The thing that God said would happen did. The covenant, the promise was kept, and he freed his people. And here's what happened. Little Bro Mo led 1 million people into the desert to worship the God that freed them. He went to, but it was them. So it's total. The Israelites. They went to a mountain called Sinai to worship God. And along the way, amazing things happened. This is the setup for your small groups. Here it comes. God provided bread from the sky every morning. God provided meat from birds. God provided water from rocks. And God provided GPS by clouds and fire every day. 1 million slaves could see God provide for them every day. They could taste God's provision every day. They watched little bro Mo whack a rock, and 1 million people and all the animals drank water in the desert. They could see, taste, drink God providing for them every single day. But here's the caveat. They couldn't see God. They could see everything he did, but they couldn't see him. And that's where your small groups get to pick it up. Because you guys are going to dive into the story of Moses talking to God, saying, okay, I've seen all that. I've eaten the bread. I love the meat. Thanks so much for water from rocks. That was amazing. The Egyptian army was coming to attack us. And you dropped a cloud of fire in between us and them. God, I've seen what you can do, but I want to see you. And that's where you're going in your small groups today. All right? Here it is. War on the mountain. You guys get to see that God will show himself, but it's only a piece. That's where your small groups are. I will pray, and you guys will disappear to small groups. God, I pray that prayer for us today. The same words that Moses said, the thing that we're going to go look at together as a group. I pray that we see you. And a little bit more of we discover. God, we see your glory all around us in the beauty of this place, in the relationships, in the community that we're building, and in the Wrangler breakfast. We can taste your goodness. But God, we want to see you. Amen.